理课堂听 class.com。
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, it's early on a Saturday morning, and Robbie Stewart and his father, Philip, are in the kitchen. Philip is making breakfast. Today is Riverdale Day. On this day, many people of the town get together to clean up the parks. Robbie and his friends will be helping. But Philip has forgotten all about Riverdale Day, until now. So when Robbie leaves, Philip makes a plan.
Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Dad.
I'm making some scrambled eggs. Can I make some for you?
No, thanks, Dad. I've already eaten. I got up early.
Maybe we can do something together today.
I'm sorry, Dad, but I'm busy from morning till night.
Where are you going?
To the park. Did you see some sandwiches? I made some sandwiches earlier. They were right here.
They're in the refrigerator. You have enough sandwiches to feed a small army.
I only have four. They're all peanut butter and jelly. I'm going to get hungry.
Why? What's happening at the park?
It's Riverdale Day, Dad.
Oh, that's right. Today is the day when everyone helps clean up the town parks.
That's right. They're doing something special to improve the playground area.
They want to make it bigger?
Not bigger. Mostly they want to make it safer. Do you remember my friend Jimmy?
Sure I do. He has a job as a lifeguard at the town swimming pool, right?
That's right. He and I will be working together today. That must be Jimmy now. I've got to go, Dad.
Let me help you carry your things out.
Thanks. You see, I'll be doing some painting today. Can you grab my paintbrushes?
Sure. What else are you taking?
Oh, rollers and scrapers.
What other jobs are there to do?
Well, the ball field needs work.
Didn't Eric Simpson break his arm on the ball field last year?
Yeah, but Dave Hopper's dad is a builder, and he's bringing a tractor to make the rough ground smooth.
Mm-hmm, good idea.
Hi there, Dr. Stewart.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Are you coming to the park?
Actually, Jimmy, I forgot all about Riverdale Day. I've been so busy working this week. But there must be something I can do to help.
It's okay, Dad. You've been working so hard. You should just rest this weekend.
Well, here are your paintbrushes.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Do a great job now.
We will.
Bye, Dr. Stewart.
Goodbye.
Bye, Dad. See you later.
I think you will see me later.
Today, we're going to study this kind of sentence.
I've already eaten.
I've already eaten. Listen to the conversation again.
I'm making scrambled eggs. Can I make some for you?
No, thanks, Dad. I've already eaten.
Here's another example.
Can I make you some sandwiches?
No, thanks. I've already made some.
Okay, now you be Robbie.
Can I help you do anything?
What do you say?
No, thanks. I've already done everything.
Poor Philip. He wants to help, but Robbie has already done everything. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
And now, Act Two.
This time, on Tuning In the USA, it's Riverdale Day. And so, many of Riverdale's citizens are giving their time and energy to clean up their public park. Robbie Stewart and his friends are making improvements to the playground. Some of his friends' parents are also helping. There is much digging, painting, and other work to do. And although Robbie's dad is late in getting there, he comes to offer his help, too.
Mr. Hopper! Mr. Hopper!
Oh, hello, Dr. Stewart. How are you?
I'm just fine. How's your family?
They're all fine. Sally still gets a few earaches, but just now and then.
Lots of young kids get them. They'll stop soon.
Are you looking for Robbie?
Not really. I just stopped by to offer my help. Is there anything I can do for you?
Oh, no. This big machine will do all the heavy work.
Well, maybe I can give someone else a hand. Where is Robbie?
I saw him head toward the bathrooms with Jimmy. They were carrying a can of paint and some paintbrushes.
Thanks, Mr. Hopper.
Okay, Dr. Stewart. Give Mrs. Stewart my best.
I will. And, Mr. Hopper, the ball field looks great.
I'm just doing my part of the work.
Hey, Robbie, isn't that your dad coming this way?
Jimmy, I'm painting inside this toilet stall. I can't see anything.
I'm sure it's your dad.
Jimmy, it can't be. We left him standing in the driveway.
Hello, Jimmy. Have you seen Robbie?
Hey, Dad.
How's the painting going?
Fine. I'm painting the inside of the toilet stalls. What are you doing here?
It's Riverdale Day. I came to help.
Dad, you know you don't have to do anything.
Oh, no. I want to help. I saw Mr. Hopper with his bulldozer, and most of your friends' mothers or fathers are involved. I want to help, too.
Are you sure? Do you have time for it?
I'm making time for it. I wore my old clothes, and see? I've got on my work shoes.
What's that in your pocket, Dr. Stewart?
This? A paintbrush. I brought my own, just in case.
Hey, you really did come prepared.
Why, thank you, Jimmy.
I guess doctors learn to be that way.
Yeah, he's always trying to teach me to be prepared.
It's important to think ahead, to plan for the expected and the unexpected, too.
That's great, Dad. So, what did you bring for lunch?
Lunch?
Don't worry, Dad. I'm prepared this time. How does peanut butter and jelly sound to you?
It sounds great, but let's do some painting first.
All right.
Let's study the expression to stop by. Listen.
I just stopped by the park to offer my help.
Philip stopped by the park. This means he came to the park without a special plan. Here's another example. Your friend lives near you. You say,
stop by my house anytime.
Stop by my house anytime means come and visit anytime without a special invitation. Now, you try it. You want to tell someone to visit anytime. What do you say?
Stop by my house anytime.
Thank you, I will. Today we studied the expression to stop by. And that's all for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA. Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA.